Thank you guys for waiting.
You've been a part of many memorable games, including last week. I don't know the last home game.
Yeah.
What's this one stack up?
Wow. God is amazing. I just tell you, when you probably look back at it and be able to recap and let all the emotions calm down, it'll probably be one of the greatest victories in Ravens history. You know, and it's probably because of the way everything was stacked up against us, you know. Coming in and, you know, I just challenged my team, you know, this week to not listen to anything outside of our building, you know, to buy into who we are as a team, you know, everything that we've been through injury-wise. And now for us to be here, like I said again, I just think this probably will go down as probably one of the greatest victories in Ravens history.
Not very many people are giving you much of a chance. How does it feel to extend your career, a few more games, and end Peyton Manning season?
You know what? Wow. You know, there's so much respect that I have for Peyton. You know, him and his wife is outside waiting on me now, you know, because of how great of friends we became through the years. And to extend it now, you know, to know whenever the road stops, you know, that it won't be the end, that it's just a new beginning. But to do it like this, to do it for my teammates, to do it for my children, who's my greatest inspiration, and then to do it for my city, you know, there's no other reason you do it. And if you was to go out any other way, man, I challenge people to fight your darnness to go out this way, to feel what that ride feels like, to look in men's eyes and get everybody to buy in. And when you get everybody to buy in, it's just so special when you see it, you know, comes to fruition, because then it changes perspective on what we should pay attention to, you know. I went down to John Hopkins Thursday night, a friend of mine called me, asked me to come see some kids. And when I walked in there and I'm looking at these babies, you know, who are unfortunate because they have to be there. And it took everything away, you know, because I made a mistake before, you know, before the AFC Championship, you know, and a very ill child I was supposed to go see before that game. And I never got a chance to see him off. I never got a chance to say my last goodbyes to him. And this time, when the call came, I had to go do it. You know, I put my iPad down and I let studying take care of itself. You know, I had studied so much, and to go look at those kids and listen to the things that they were asking me just to keep going on in life, just the actual opportunity in life. It's why you do what you do. It's why you sacrifice everything you do. And there's just no greater reward, man. Yeah.
Such an emotional week last week.
Yeah.
Did you think that you could top it this week? And does this top last week?
One thing about the playoffs is the only way to top it is win the following week. Because if you don't, then you're home. And pull it into the stadium, you know. Just like our city. Every city deserves certain respect. Coming in here, I applaud the Denver fans because they're loyal. And you see it. But there's only one way to cap last week, and that was win this week. And that's what, as a team, we spoke about, you know. What if we do the impossible, you know? Man says that it's not possible, but God says, I do the impossible. And for us to come in here and win, being 9-10-point underdogs, that's the beautiful part about sports. That's the thing that if I'll probably miss anything about my career, it will be to listen to what people say you can't do and then go do it. Because it's just special when you end it that way and when you do what we've done. You know, the plane ride, man, it's going to be so awesome. But more importantly, our city, those kids are deep, they're deeply rooted in my heart, because I know that they wish for an opportunity like this and will never get it probably one day. So if I can give anything back, it's faith, hope, or love. It's just, man, it's overwhelming. I tell you, the energy that you give out to come and play this game the way we played the game today. I've never been a part of a game so crazy in my life, you know, and to end it like that, I think the only game I remember, you know, Chad has been around a long time with me, you know. I call him friend, but, you know, so. But I think he will remember, you know, in 2000, we was down to Jacksonville like that. And we made a drive at the end of that game. And we won that game 39-36. And Shannon, Tony Banks hit Shannon across the middle for a last second win. And when Tuck got ready to kick that field goal, I just dropped my head and I just started reciting our Father's Prayer and just started to simply say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Because now it's God's will. And when it's his will, you can never see the beginning of it. You can only see the end of it. And that's why I brought my team together at halftime. And just I wanted us all to touch and agree and repeat that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And no matter what happened, when that kickoff return went back, we never wavered. We never wavered. We claimed victory on our sideline. And if you learn nothing else about the game of sports, is if when you make up your mind to do something collectively as people, anything is possible when everybody buys in. You can't have wavering spirits because it's going to take away from the energy. And for what we did today, man, I applaud my team. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you start feeling maybe this team is
special? I mean, I think we're special just because of what we've been through all year. You know, injury-wise, you know, for the first time last week, that was the first time me, Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, and Lodi Nada actually played together, you know, because of the injuries we've dealt with. You know, and I'm talking about injuries that people don't come back from. You know, Sizzle coming back from Achilles, fighting the way he did, and me tearing my tricep in the sixth week, and all the reports I had to sit there and listen to was, I'm done for the year. So as a team, what we've done is the reason why we're here now. That's the reward. That's the reward in sports, is that, you know, you can learn life lessons by playing a sport. And I just think we learned a lot.
To settle here now that you go to the conference championship game. I don't care who you face, whether it's Houston or New England. Man. You came so close last year.
Yeah.
Touchdown pass that was dropped, a field goal that was missed. You were so close.
Yeah.
Do you have something here to settle now that you got one more chance?
I think, honestly, the thing to settle is, at the end of the day, you heard me speak about it earlier, whatever's God's will, it'll be done. You know? You just got to be courageous enough to walk it. And if you are, whatever hand that he deals you, be okay with that, you know, because today in Baltimore, I can promise you, somebody's life changed today because they believe that much in what happened. And if that's what the purpose of this season was to change a life, then so be it. And next week gonna take care of itself. And if we hear those words that I've heard before, then it's his will. And we'll rejoice when it's time to rejoice.
Behind the secondary and catches that pass. It's just, you look and said, you know what? I knew it. I mean, I knew it.
I just kept the whole day. I just needed my team to just keep reciting, no weapon. No matter what we had went through, no matter the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys that you have to go through, if you can stay faithful of a few things, man, and we did. We did as a team. And like I said, you know, the energy is crazy. The emotions are crazy. But to stay the course, the way this team stayed the course, I take my hat off to my team. I take my hat off to my coaches, because we looked at each other this week, and Coach Harbaugh did something that he trusted us. He really trusted us, man. He trusted us the way we practice, you know, the way we prepare, and to come out here and grab this victory the way we did today. This is what life is about. Yeah.
Just how does it feel to be beaten after 9 straight losses?
Yeah, 9 straight losses, man. I didn't even think about it. I just kept hearing about it. I did. I heard about it so many times. Hi. Oh. Yeah. The wars, man. That's why you do it. You know, when you finally sit down, the only thing you'll remember is the great wars that you actually went against some of the greatest of all time. And that man right there has the ultimate respect, because he is, in my book, probably the greatest of all time, just the way that he played the game. And when I was preparing this week, I was in awe of, time and time again, how he figures things out and how he makes plays. And you know, and that's, from that being said, man, to come and win now the way it happened, like I said, let his will be done. Awesome.
Three touchdown passes.
Awesome.
300 yards, no interceptions.
Awesome. Awesome. He grew up today. He grew up today. And that's his, you know, in the tunnel, I told him, you're the general now. Lead us to a victory. You lead us today. You know? I'm just here to facilitate things. But it's lead us, man. And to look in his eyes, he has something different about him today. And I just wanted to encourage him. You know, and man, I've always been a Joe Flacco fan, and I always will be. But to watch what he did today is probably one of the greatest things I'll probably always sit back and remember. Yeah.
All right.